The following lucid dream account appears on page 155 of Robert Wagner's book, Lucid Dreaming. Dream worker and minister Jeremy Taylor tells the surprising story of lucid dreamer Dan, who dreams that he attends a lively party at a fashionable penthouse. Suddenly, Dan realizes that he's actually sleeping at a cheap rented room in Chicago and becomes consciously aware. Lucid now, Dan finds that an attractive woman sits on his lap and asks him if he is having a good time. He laughs and replies that he is having a great time, but that he will have to leave soon. His alarm is about to go off and wake him up. The woman asks him in surprise what he means, and he replies that all this is a dream and none of it is real. "You mean you think I'm not real?" the woman asks in some annoyance. "That's right," he replies. With this, the woman becomes even more annoyed. "I'll show you who's real or not," she says, and crushes her lit cigarette out on the back of the dreamer's right hand. Instantaneously, the young man awakens in the rented room with a terrible pain in his right hand. He turns on a light and sees a round burn the size of a cigarette on the back of his right hand. It's almost unimaginable, a lucid dream incident crossing the boundary into waking reality.